This is Rhema for today.
Praise God. Amen. But yet, right on the other hand, you see, that's the Holy Ghost manifest himself. Right on the other hand, this scripture tells us, or this portion of scripture, or section of scripture, tells us exactly how we could all be in health or healed. Doesn't it? I said, doesn't it? Do you ever notice where gifts of the Spirit manifestation that only works for one, maybe out of 5,000 people, might work for three or four folks? Now, why does God do things like that? As signs to get your attention so he can get you over in the Word. See, the Word then will work for everybody. Amen?
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. We went into Rhema's vault and chose Kenneth E. Hagin's teaching, Incline Thine Ear. This will be a great week of teaching. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, here's Kenneth E. Hagin with today's message.
We'll begin today with the fourth chapter of Proverbs. There is our main theme for this particular series. And so, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 through 22. And many of you believe the Word of God is true. And many of you believe that it'll work for you.
Amen.
My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they, my words, are life unto those that find them, and health. My words are health to all their flesh. And in my Bible, King James translation, there's a little number two by the word health. And I look over in the margin and it said H-E-B. That means Hebrew. Old Testament, of course, written in Hebrew. The Hebrew says medicine. My words are medicine to all their flesh. Now, a lot of times, and thank God for it, it works. Many times folks miss God's word by waiting on a manifestation of the Holy Ghost. Now you see, the Holy Ghost does manifest himself. The Holy Ghost manifests himself in various ways in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. The Word of God tells us in the 7th verse, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. The next verse says, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, and to another faith or special faith. Or we reach down in the list and get discerning of spirits and put it up there. We might say to another discerning of spirits, then to another faith or special faith, because we already have saving faith and common faith and ordinary faith, so it has to be special faith. Amen. And then to another working of miracles. And then to another, gifts of healings. Both of them in the plural in the Greek. And to another, prophecy. To another, divers kinds of tongues. To another, interpretation of tongues. And then the 11th verse says, but all of these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he wills. That is, he divides the manifestation to every man severally as the Spirit wills. So, therefore, you don't know whether it's going to work or not. You just have to stay open to God. And many times, because we've seen those, many times people wait on manifestations which may come or may not come and miss out on God's best. Because you see, the Word of God's there always. Amen?
Amen.
And he said, my words are health, or my words are medicine to all their flesh. Well, now, you know, medicine doesn't always produce an instant cure. Yet you have to stay on it for it to take effect, you know. Take daily doses. God's word's a lot like that.
Amen.
Now, you know, when there are manifestations of the Spirit, then usually things are more instantaneous. Well, I can't guarantee you that, a spirit manifests himself through me sometimes in the word of faith, or the special faith, and gifts of healings. There's more than one gift. That's the reason it mentions gifts of healings. And so on. But I can't guarantee that. Because I know in times past I've prayed and fasted and waited on God, and there's no manifestation at all. Finally give it up as a bad job. Then about that time, here come the manifestation. See, the Spirit knows things we don't know.
That's right.
Amen. And it is as the Spirit wills.
That's right.
Now, you see, many times folks are attracted, and God uses those. He has a purpose in it, attracted to those that are used in gifts of healings and the word of knowledge and so on and so forth. I remember hearing Catherine Kuhlman say, many times when I'm back of the platform, before I go on, I'm back there just walking up, down, praying, just almost shaking in my boots. I wonder if it's ever going to work again. Don't know where it is or not. See, because not anything she did at all. It is as the Spirit wills. But I go ahead and preach, you see. But then, you see, she'd only have maybe a couple of healing services a week. Had one every Thursday there in Pittsburgh, and then would go out at other times. But you see, the Word of God will work every day. See, the Word of God will work every day.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. And so there are those that are specially used along that line. And you see, sometimes God will have you to, especially, he'll use you. His Holy Ghost will speak to you. I've had him speak to me and take a word of Scripture. The word was there all the time, but folks just didn't see it to somebody. And in that case, it became a word of wisdom to them. And they acted on it and was just healed instantly. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
But yet, right on the other hand, you see, that's the Holy Ghost manifest himself. Right on the other hand, this scripture tells us, or this portion of scripture, or section of scripture, tells us exactly how we could all be in health or healed. Doesn't it?
Yes.
I said, doesn't it?
Yes.
Do you ever notice where gifts of the Spirit manifestation, it only works for one, maybe out of 5,000 people, might work for 3 or 4 folks? Now, why does God do things like that? As signs to get your attention so he can get you over in the Word.
Yes.
See, the Word then will work for everybody. Amen?
Amen.
And so this scripture tells you, for they, that last verse, let's look at it for a minute and then we'll back up and start in with the first one that we read, the 20th verse. For they refers to my words. They, my words, are life unto those that find them, and health. My words are health unto all their flesh. Well, first of all, if I didn't have another scripture in the Bible on the subject of healing and health, this verse tells me right here that God wants his people to be in health.
Amen.
Amen. Why? Why does it tell us? Because it tells you how to get it. And now God surely wouldn't tell you how to get something that wasn't his will.
Amen. Yes.
For you to have. He tells you exactly how it works. And we're going to spend several days here finding out how it works. How to get it. How to get there. Anybody can. Because to whom does God's word, our words, our word belong? To a few of us? My words are health, medicine to all their flesh. Well, if God's word or words are health to how much of our flesh?
All.
Portion of it.
All.
That means from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Bless God, it'll work. You remember some of you do, the young man that came from Albuquerque, New Mexico, in a wheelchair. Came to school here, never had walked in his life, and his legs wasn't as long as they should have been. And while he was here in school that year, he grew 6 inches. And you know what was he in his early 20s then? But see, he got on that word that started working him. He got on this medicine, glory to God. And it grew. I mean, his legs grew out 6 inches during the year. And he just so much improved. Did he get out of the wheelchair? Well, no, but he's just so much improved until it's just absolutely amazing. And he left here and went out to ministry and actually got married, back here at camp meeting with his wife. And he wrote me a letter here a while back. He's pastor of a church there in Albuquerque. And he said, I felt like, because I'm still in a wheelchair, yet God's done so much for me, until you're almost prone not even ask him to do anymore. I mean, it's far beyond what I ever imagined to begin with. Got a radio program there and all. And I thought, well, folks won't listen to me because, you know, I'm in a wheelchair. But he began to teach. And he's got a real group of people. And then all that, but he said, lay hands on a sick man. Lay my hands on a blind person, is instantly healed. Hallelujah. Now you see, actually, in his case, it'd take more than the healing anointing to heal him. It'd take working of miracles.
Yes, yes.
You see what I mean?
Yes.
Yet right on the other hand, you see, God's word's done so much for him. You think about a fella over in his early 20s, his legs growing 6 inches longer in a year's time here. That's a miracle in itself, isn't it? Praise God. See, very often God gets you started off in a certain area, and he wants you to just keep feeding, keep going, and keep improving, and he'll just keep using you. Praise God. And you learn such valuable lessons. Dr. John Lake said, I think sometimes our instant healings are a curse to us. He said, people go away, you know, and, well, that's it. You never see them. They're like those 9 out of those 10 lepers. Never heard from them anymore. Only one of them returned to give thanks unto the Lord. But you see, when folks are gradually healed, they find out God's word just by taking their medicine every day and staying on it. Yeah. Glory to God. They can stay in health. Then they learn a valuable lesson. And they learn to walk by faith. Hallelujah.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's DVD titled Facing Your Goliath. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's CD entitled When the Enemy is Coming After You. We're also offering Kenneth E. Hagin's book entitled How to Fight the Good Fight of Faith. All these items at the special price of $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
If you've never accepted Him as your personal Savior, or maybe you know what it is to serve God, but you have gone back and you need to come and rededicate your life to God, I want you to pray this prayer with me. Repeat it after me with Miss Lynette. Say this, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Thank you for Jesus.
Thank you for Jesus.
You said in your holy word.
You said in your holy word.
That if I would confess Jesus as Lord.
That if I would confess Jesus as Lord.
And believe in my heart.
And believe in my heart.
That God had raised Him from the dead.
That God had raised Him from
the dead. I would be saved.
I would be saved.
I thank you now.
I thank you now.
That I'm a new person in Christ Jesus.
That I'm a new person in Christ Jesus.
Because I confessed it with my mouth.
Because I confessed it with my mouth.
And I believe it in my heart.
And I believe in my heart.
I thank you for it.
I thank you for it.
Amen.
Amen.
If you prayed that prayer with us, I would like to know about it. So you can go to your whatever device you have there, computer, iPad, phone, and email me at testimony@rhema.org. I'm expecting to hear from you. God bless you as you walk with God.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll-free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his series, Incline Thine Ear. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.